Now we're going to go over the purpose, importance, preparation, and practicals of visitation. The purpose of visitation, first of all, there's two purposes. The first of all, of your regulars, kids that have been signed up already. Now, the purpose of visitation your regulars, this is also a good time to spend time with the parents. Every week on my bus route, I went out Thursday night this week because I knew I wouldn't be there today. And my brother, though, is still going out with someone else. And every single kid that is going to ride the bus, or a possibility, if they've ever rode it, maybe they haven't come in a while, but they're a possibility, we'll go and we'll visit them. We'll always give them a flyer, and that flyer will have what we're doing the next day. The reason we always take flyers with you, and I'll get into that again a little bit later, but the reason why we take flyers is, what if you go to a door and there's nobody there? Well, they don't know if you came or not. Just because, and Saturday's a busy day. They got this lead to go to, this lead to go to. If you leave a flyer, they'll know you were there, and you can accomplish something. If you go to a door and you don't leave a flyer and nobody's home, then you didn't accomplish anything. But if you leave a flyer, even if they're not there, you know, we always talk about sowing and take tracks. Leave tracks on the doors. A track can sometimes do just as much good as you actually talking to them. You never know. But so we go visit our regulars every week. This is the perfect opportunity to win the parents to Christ. Now, sometimes I won't always witness to all the parents the first time I meet them, especially if they have a religious background. I do not want to separate myself from those people until I've had the opportunity for their kids to get saved. If I start talking about religion to the parents, or that you start talking about salvation and they interpret it as religion, it's, oh, well, I don't believe that. My kids can't come. And so I'll wait sometimes till after the kids have come, they've heard the gospel, and then I'll go back and I'll deal with the parents. But this is the perfect opportunity to win the parents to Christ. This is to win the heart so that the kids can rhyme. This is also so when Johnny or Susie gets in trouble, the parents will trust your word. That's very important. You know, something happens, you need to have a relationship where you could say, this is what happened. Say, all right, I believe you. And then, last of all, there underneath of your regulars, this is in its simplest description, just to remind the kids about the next day, to get them excited about church. This should remind them about bringing their Bibles. This so the next day you know, also so the next day you know exactly where to stop. If a kid is out, parent says the kid's out of town, then we may not stop there this week. Now, if I go to a door and a six-year-old kid says, I'm not coming tomorrow, and you say, why? I just don't want to come. That's not good enough reason for me not to stop. Because that six-year-old kid, what, the chances are his mind's going to be changed in 30 minutes. And then changed again the next 30 minutes. And changed again. And so I don't ever take a kid's word on whether they're coming the next day or not. If a parent says they're gone, then that's different. But, and so number two, the next purpose of visitation is new riders. The purpose is visitation to find new riders. If you're not growing your bus is dying. It's dying. People move. Kids grow disinterested. Parents can become unhappy. You have to be signing up new riders consistently just to maintain. Now, I've been on the same bus route for 14 years. But truth be told, I've built a bus route over these 28 times now. Every fall and every spring, I build a new bus route. Summertime, they move here and there, they move out of state. Then in the wintertime, the bills start coming. You know how MLB, they got that trade deadline, you have to trade before a certain date. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar much with the Major League Baseball, but they got this trade deadline, and you can't trade after that deadline. If you do, it costs you a lot more money to get it done. And a lot more hoops to go through. Well, the same thing happens for our kids. There's this date where they start school. And so they need to be either in this district or that district. And if they move here, then they have to go to a new school or whatever and things like that. So you got a trade deadline. Now, they can still trade after that. But then they have to start over at a new school and get everything switched over. And so the parents and the kids know that. And so you got your trade deadline. So when that trade deadline happens, then you start building a new bus route because this kid moved over this part of the county and this family got kicked out of here and they moved over here and then they moved over there. And we all play musical chairs and we find the kids again. And so every spring and every fall, I build a new bus route. Every spring, every fall, I'll go visiting Thursday night, two or three nights, and I'll go soul winning. I'll go looking for new kids. And so I'm building a new bus route all the time. It's nothing in the end of August, beginning of August, if I go on my bus and we pick up 10 kids that week, I picked up 10, I'm not discouraged. I just know, well, the trade deadline and my team's really stinky right now. And so I got to go find the new kids that moved in. Happens all the time. I don't discourage, and I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I have a week, one probably almost one time a year, I have 8 to 10 kids 1 week every time a year. Sometimes there'll be 2 to 3 weeks in a year. I'll have 10 kids. Now, I'm up here speaking in center. We average 40 kids. But that's true, but that 1 week when everybody moves or this happens or this happens, it happens, okay? And so you just got to learn that that happens, and you got to get better from that. The importance of visitation. You got to realize your kids live in the world 7 days a week, and they need as much time with the bus people as possible. So visitation is an important time to be able to spend time with the kids. If we don't share them, show the parents and children that we care for them, we'll lose them. You got to show them you care. As I said earlier, they don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And so we have to care about them. The kids want your attention. A lot of times, misbehaviors is they want your attention. My son just recently, he knows there's things he's not allowed to say, and he'll say them on purpose. If I won't listen to him, he'll yell the thing he's not allowed to say. Because he knows if he yells that thing he's not allowed to say, I'll stop and look at him and correct him. He doesn't care. He just wants my attention. And we'll be sitting down eating, and he'll say, Dad, and I won't listen. We'll be talking, and he'll say, Dad, Dad. And I'll listen, and finally, hey, Daddy. And then he'll even say something wrong just to get my attention. And so a lot of times kids, that's what they want. They want your attention. They'll misbehave if they have to get it, but they want your attention. Eventually, someone else will give them attention if we don't. And it could be a bad influence. Satan is lobbying for their whole life, 24/7. Number three, the parents and children must be kept informed of what is going on at the church. Underneath the importance of visitation, they got to be kept informed. They need to know what exciting thing is happening today. You always have to have something exciting. Now, we always have a flyer, but the flyer doesn't always say pop. Sometimes the flyer says Jesus. We have random flyers. In fact, even in my passenger door, if we have extra of a random flyer, I always keep it. Just in case I run out of flyers, I always have that flyer that just says something generic to give out. It says our church name on it, our information, says who we are, and then it's got a place for me to put a telephone number and the time. And so I always have those, and we always have something. When I go to a door, we may not have Mountain Dew this week. This week we may just have, today's Jesus Sunday. Now that promotes well to us, but that doesn't promote well to kids. And so let's see, on Jesus Sunday, what can we do? When we get together on Saturday and we're getting ready to go out visiting, what can we do to say something exciting today? I know, I'll tell you what. Let's play a special game. You know that one game that we played that was good, or that one game we've been wanting to play? Let's get, because as we talked about earlier, we're getting things prepared on Saturday. Let's promote that game. So when he goes, yeah, I can't wait for you to come on the bus tomorrow. Man, we've got this exciting game that we want to play, and we're looking for people to play. And I hope you get to come, and you always have something exciting. You always have something good to give to them. Even if it's just a Tootsie Roll. I always give them something, even if it's cheap. And I always have something exciting, no matter what. So, you must have something exciting. If something isn't planned for you, you have to make something up as a bus worker. Now, there's some days where, you know, the bus director says, it's Jesus Sunday. The budget's nothing. because we ain't got no more money. We bought them pop last week. And so, or we bought them Takis a couple weeks ago, and we're broke. And so, then you got to do something else exciting. You have to plan something. You know what? Something that is really cheap we've done, we have the whole month of March. We've done this the last 2 years, the whole month of March, is we have Color Sundays. Color Sundays are cheap. Red Sunday tomorrow. Everybody wear red. Well, most people have red, and you give away a little tiny piece of candy if everybody wears red. That's exciting, but that's cheap. Nobody has to, doesn't cost the church anything. The next Sunday, Blue Sunday, everybody wears blue. We may have a little extra blue promotion, maybe a little tiny Laffy Taffy or something, but it's something exciting. You give a prize to whoever wears the most blue. Didn't cost the church anything. Yellow Sunday, Green Sunday, and we'll do that in the month of March. Especially because in March, it's called March Madness, and there's that big blue that we celebrate. Y'all can do Baby Blue Sunday. Or if you're a Duke fan, you can do Royal Blue, you know. And in Kentucky, we sing that song, "Oh, You Can't Get to Heaven in a Red Canoe," because God's favorite color is Kentucky Blue. That's right. And so, but you have something exciting. They have to, and then let it be that they have to know what time to have the children ready. Okay, and so if you don't visit, if you don't go, they won't know what time. You say, "Oh, but they remember the time." They're kids, and the parents, most of them, they're about as irresponsible. So you have to tell them what time and remind them there. I expect new kids to come every week, so that's why I visit. You know, my dad said a long time ago, we don't change church service times because I'm expecting somebody to come. And if we don't have church when we say we would, then they're just going to show up. Nothing's happening. And so I expect somebody to come every week, a visitor to come every week. So I always have to go visit them to make sure they know what time. And so number four, when driving from door to door, this is the perfect time to pray for the kids. Perfect time to pray for the kids. Now, yes, it's fun time to spend with another worker. I've always gone, when I was a teenager, I went with an adult. Now that I'm an adult, I go with teenagers. I'm always trying to train the next generation to be. Our bus ministry in Lexington would not exist if it wasn't for our teenagers. If I said we have, you know, out of that those 12 bus routes, we have like 60 workers in those 12 bus routes. 20 of them are adults. And 40 of them are teenagers. Teenagers can run. Teenagers can help. They can sing. And so we use our teenagers. And so you use your teenagers. Use your kids here to help you with things like that. But when you're going door to door, it's the perfect time to pray for your kids. We have the Bible verse written out in Ephesians 6:10-12. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Don't forget to fight the spiritual battle. Because that's who we fight. Sometimes we get mad at people when that's not really who should be mad at. We should be mad at the devil. And we need to fight the spiritual battle. Your kids, they need your spiritual support. Tell them you've been praying for them. Don't lie to them. Tell them you've been praying for them. And tell them that Jesus and the church bus loves them. You can't always say, "Brother Joel loves you." That's not always appropriate in the day we live in. But I can always say that the church bus, we love you here. I can say that to all of them. So tell them that. But don't lie to them. You need to pray for them. The preparation of visitation. Now, I said it before, but I couldn't say it enough. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. At our college in Lexington, Kentucky, I teach on the bus ministry every week for a whole semester. I teach that class there, and that ends up being on their final like four times. They can get it right four times, or they can flunk it four times. But hopefully by the time that it's over, they can say proper preparation prevents poor performance. Number one, preparing for visitation. Make sure you have a list of all the regular riders to visit. If you do not have a list, you will forget somebody. I went through a time where I thought, "Oh, I know everybody. I'll just do it by memory." And then you get on the bus on Sunday and it's like, "Oh man, I forgot to visit that one door." Or so-and-so, another worker on the bus, they signed up a kid. And they said, "Hey, did you visit that one door? What'd they say yesterday?" And like, Oh man, I forgot about him. Man, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to happen. And so make sure you have a list of regular writers to visit. Whether you handwrite it and keep it in a notebook or whether you type it up, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how professional, it just matters if it's there. You got to have them there, accessible. And so keep records. If you don't, you'll forget somebody. Many times we say that we can remember it all, but the problems come. Get a couple new stops. It's easy to forget the new stops. Second of all, make sure you have a flyer to give the kids. I said this earlier, but a flyer is one of the most important parts of visitation that you'll ever do. A flyer, first of all, you got to think about this. And I don't remember if any of y'all remember this when you were a child, but I'm still young enough to admit it. I love getting mail. Your kids, you remember your kids saying, can I get the mail? Can I get the mail? And they go get the mail. My son to this day, he wants to get the mail. And if there's a piece of junk mail that I don't need, he's like, oh, you got a letter, Dad. Oh, I got a letter. And he'll sing the blues song, I just got a letter. And he'll be all happy and he'll open it up and, you know, he doesn't know. It's just pictures. You can't read, so it doesn't matter. And so, but they like that. They like that. And so when you go out, they like getting that flyer. Man, that's for them. I take enough flyers that every kid could have one if they wanted one. I don't just, and some, if a parent comes to the door, I may say, are the kids coming to church tomorrow? And they'll say, yes. I may say, hey, are the kids here? Could I talk to the kids? I don't just say, okay, thanks, bye. I'll say, are the kids here? Can I talk to the kids? I want to get them excited. I don't just want to talk to the parent. And so I'll give another flyer to the kid because the parent took that one. And so now they have something that's mine, theirs. It's personal. So that flyer means a lot to the kid. Don't forget to take flyers. Man, every time I forget to take flyers, I just feel terrible because you go to that door and nobody's home. You can't come back later. So you just... they think that nobody visited them. And they don't know if you're going to pick them up tomorrow night because they wasn't there. And so you go home and, man, I forgot. I hate when I don't take flyers. I'll take a piece of paper or something and write something down and leave it. But flyers, important thing to take. It's to help them and to remind them. The purpose of flyers is these three things. Number one, it gives the child parent a visual reminder of what is going on tomorrow. We're a visual age. Everything is pictures now. You know, if you want to find something on your phone, you don't push the button that says settings. You find the little wheel with the little things on it. And everybody knows, oh, not everybody, but a lot of it, that means settings. Well, it doesn't say settings, it's just a picture. Well, that's the age we live in. So give them a picture of the Mountain Dew. Kids that can't even read can look at the picture and say, one time though, it was funny because it was Thanksgiving Day. And the person who made the flyer put a picture of a turkey on there. Not just like a turkey, but like a cooked turkey. Well, I had kids coming. Oh, man, we're having turkey on the bus today. No, we're not having turkey on the bus today. So I went to the person in my flight and said, please don't ever put a cooked turkey on the bus ever again, okay? And so so we put a picture on there, whatever we're having or something exciting. Number two, you give the child parent a visual reminder of what time you're picking them up. If you have to, put it on the refrigerator for them. Number three, kids love to get mail. The flyer gets them excited that you gave them something. I'll add something right here very shortly, just an idea, what we started doing about 2 years ago. And on the back of our flyers, we put a quiz, a Bible quiz. And if they fill out that Bible quiz, they bring that flyer with the right answers, they get a piece of candy, and they're a prize. What it does is it gets them to read their own Bible. And if they're not old enough, it gets their parents to read the Bible. Hey, that's even better, right? And so that's a thing that we do. And sometimes on a big day where we know things are going to be real hectic and we may not have time for that, we'll put a Bible verse. And if they memorize that Bible verse, then they get it. So it's a little easier. So next thing. So first thing we about the preparation, well, preparing for visitation, make sure you have a list. Next thing, make sure you have flyers. Next thing, let us see. Always have a pen and paper ready to record new names of addresses. Always have a pen and paper. And how are you? Always have a pen and a paper ready to go. Have sign-up forms ready. I don't know if you can make a sign-up form or the Sword of Lord sells what's called a 4-in-1 form. That's an excellent sign-up card to buy. And those are really good. And so have those ready with you. Number two, you're preparing for Sunday. Now, Saturday visitation gives you an idea of what to expect on Sunday and how to prepare for it. Here's some things we need to observe on Saturday to be prepared. The reason I gave this outline is because I'm going pretty fast over some of this stuff. Do we have enough of the promotion? Do we have enough snacks, coloring pages, Bible verse cards, etc.? Will we have enough room on the bus? If adults come, now this is a big one, we need to save them a seat up front. I always make adults sit up front if I can. I'll say, hey, we saved you a seat up there. One reason, they don't see what all the kids do behind them. Kid jumps over a seat, they didn't see it, okay? Because if they see it, they'll, you know, take care of it, you know. But, anyway. Second, they are by the driver, and the driver can have a conversation with them. You have kids, you're trying to help the kids. And so, you don't have to spend all your time with the parents. But the bus driver, he's sitting there. I mean, he can't always, he can help some, but he's responsible for driving. That's his main thing. He doesn't want to wreck. And so, he can talk with the parents. And so that's one way to put reason to put the parents up front. Do I have enough candy for the bus? Check on your bus. Is it clean, running right? We need to check your workers, make sure they're okay. Now, let me tell you something. Workers won't ever always tell you what the problem is. Sometimes you have to go to work and you have to say, you know, they missed a Saturday or they missed a Sunday or something happened and or something happened on the bus. You heard about it. They won't always come to you. Sometimes you got to say, hey, what happened? What's wrong? Are you all right? And you have to talk through things. When you don't communicate, you speculate. And speculations are hardly ever correct. So you have to have communication, all right? And so check on your workers. You need a prayer bus ride and a game for them. We've already gone over that. Number three, prepare for Saturday, prepare for Sunday. Number three, prepare your heart as you see their needs and hear about the brokenness of the people. You have to prepare yourself. We already talked some today about preparing yourself spiritually, but visitation is important to prepare yourself for the next day. When you see the condition of the people when you visit, you'll be a lot more tender-hearted when you see them in class. So it's a good thing to go visit. All right, the practicals of visitation. Let's just go over these quickly. But I think some of these will be what will help you the most. Just little tidbits here and there. Number one, it's best to have a partner with you. Jesus taught in the Bible. They went out two by two. We're on the last page. Page number four. The practical visitation. It's best to have a partner with you. Help. Now listen, Jesus, first of all, I have to say Jesus taught go two by two. And so when you go one by one, It's not the way the Bible taught it. I mean, you could get into legal problems. You don't want to be, and then one guy or one girl going up to a bunch of people, that doesn't look good. But if two people go up together, it's easier. So, I love when my wife can go visiting with me. She can go up to people I can't as a guy. And so, ladies, you've got a special ability there. Use it. It's important. So, always have a partner with you to help with the flyers while you drive. To be ready to handle distractions if you're witnessing to someone. To look for kids while you drive. So, it's good to have someone with you. Number two, and this is good, don't pass up opportunities to get a new kid on the way to the current rider's house. You'll be driving we're going to go visit this one. You'll see this kid walking down the street. All right, I'm going to go get my regular. Well, don't do that. That kid, you may never see that kid again. He may go in the house and, you know, like a mole, they may go in the hole and never come back out again. And so you got to talk to that kid where you found him. Your regular will still be there later. And so don't pass up our opportunities to get new kids on the way to current writer's house. God will put people in your path that need the gospel. I believe that with all my heart. If a bus has four people on it, and you worked as hard as you could, that's the four people God intended you to pick up. Now, if you didn't work like you should, there's probably more still out sitting there. But if you worked as hard as you could, and you gave it your best, what you felt like the Lord wanted you to do, and you had four people, then you had the four people God wanted you to. And so God will put people in your path that need the gospel. Don't overlook them. There is never a person that you'll meet by accident. God knows all. I do understand in bold letters that there are some people you pass up if you have already talked to them before and you do not want to waste your time. This old guy rides around in my neighborhoods on a scooter. He's a Jehovah's Witness. He loves to talk to me, and I hate talking to him. He wastes my time, and so when he comes, I run. I'll even be rude. I'll say, you know, I don't really have time right now. You have a nice day. And I'll just walk away. He'll be talking while I walk away. I'm not going to change that guy's mind one bit. And so I've got people to talk to, places to go. Don't take time to argue with false religions. They're people that need you. Now, if somebody, if you can tell normally in 5 minutes if you're going to have an argument with somebody or it's not going to go anywhere. It's not worth your time to prove a point. Just go. Don't take time. Don't waste your time. Number three, tips to find new kids. Letter A, just simply look for obvious signs of kids on the street. We already pick up kids. I'm always looking for kids. I'll knock new streets all the time, knock new doors. But don't, if you go pass by a house and it's got a toy, a bicycle, dirt spots in the yard, bands, maybe the blinds are messed up in the window, or maybe they don't have any landscaping, chances are the kids destroyed it. So stop there and ask them. Don't pass up those places. Letter B, take a kid visiting with you. He'll show you where his friends live. If I've done this once, I've done it 100 times. It's the best thing I've ever done. Those kids, they know where their friends live. They walk to the houses. Get mama's permission. Say, can Johnny ride, go visiting with us today? And then get lunch. Sure, he can go. All right, good. Hey, where do your friends live? Well, I got this one friend that lives down here. And you drive down there and you knock on their door. You go to the door with the kid and you tell the parent, yeah, they let their kids ride our bus and he's out visiting with us today. The parent says, wow, they trust their kids with him, so maybe they're trusting them. Johnny says, wow, you ride the bus? Or Susie, I better change names here. Jack says, Johnny rides the bus? I'll ride the bus. And then sign them up. Now, where else do you have friends? Well, you know, I got this one friend that lives over there. Let's see if we can go find it. And you go find them. And they know where all the kids are. They know where the friends are. They ride the bus every morning. They know where the bus stops are. And so, take them to find new kids. And if they know their friend goes, many times they'll go. And a parent will say, if he goes on the bus. Now, if there's this kid, he's terrible. He knows where all the kids are, but everybody hates him. Don't take him. Okay? Don't take him. But if you got a good kid that you think knows where kids are, and that parents will let their kids play with them, if you'll take them visiting, it'll take you. I have signed more kids up like this than any other thing I know how. Because you'll find, letter A works sometimes. But the truth be told, nice families, they're not going to let their kids leave their toys and bicycles in the front yard. They have to keep them around back. They're not going to let the kids destroy all the grass, okay? And so when we're visiting nice families, now, nice families have vans. So that's a good one. You can still look. If you see someone driving a van, stop. But you take a good kid visiting with you, he'll show you where his good. You would never know by looking at the house kids live there. Because parents are not going to let the kids destroy their house. They're a good family. But you can find them because that kid will show you where they are. So take a kid visiting with you. I've signed up more kids like that. Then it may be second to going to a park and finding where kids playing. Only second to that. But more kids come per. I meet more kids go to the park, but more kids actually come from kids going visiting with me than any other thing. And so take kid visiting. Let's see, take candy visiting with you. Take candy visiting. I don't do it every week. But take candy, visit them with you. It's a good thing every once in a while. Letter D, take someone with you on your route that doesn't work on your route every week. You have somebody go with you, a fresh set of eyes. I remember the first time my brother John went on my route. I pulled in the neighborhood where I was getting ready to go visit. He said, well, now what about those kids right there? I'm like, what, where? Where? Well, you know, that house right up there. Those kids. I'm like, well, I don't really know. I was like, well, he said, well, why don't we stop and find out? It's like, Okay. So we stopped and they came on the bus. I was like, man, I was embarrassed. I was like, man, I've been passing up these kids. And I had to admit to myself that I wasn't doing a good enough job. A fresh set of eyes. He said, well, what about those kids? Now, occasionally he said, what about those kids? I said, you know, those kids, their parents said they can't come. And that happens when a fresh set of eyes. Or a fresh set of eyes will come and say, what about those kids? And you'll say, you know, those kids, they're not allowed to come anymore. But a fresh set of eyes will pick up things that you miss. You drive the same place all the time. Fresh set of eyes, that a big thing to help you sign up new kids. A fresh face. And then one thing I wrote there underneath that letter D, maybe a fresh face will get them back on the bus. Sometimes kids, you go visiting with somebody else and a fresh face, they see that and they're like, oh, new person. I'd like to find out more about you. And they'll ride the bus. And so that right there. Letter E. Pick a day sometimes to just go soul winning on your route. Don't always just get the just do the other message, but sometimes you just have to go soul winning. Maybe streets you normally pass by, you're going to visit soul winning that time. Doing a program, I will go to a place on a weeknight and just go soul winning. I still do my visitation on Saturday, and I'll knock extra doors on Saturday, but Saturday morning, everybody's inside. Thursday night, everybody's everywhere. People are barbecuing, people are out. And so I'm going on Thursday night. I found that's the best night. Friday night, people are out, but they're not always at their house out. Thursday night, they can't go too far. They got school the next day, but they want to be outside, so I'll go on Thursday night. Every time I go on Friday night, I'll sign up 20 new kids for another city. And so it's a good night to go soul winning. But it, bus visiting doesn't work very well. So Thursday night's the best night for me. Go on a Thursday or Friday night, you'll be shocked how many people are outside. Now listen, visitation is very important, or just simply put, your bus will die. It's the lifeblood. It's what brings the kids. It's what gets them ready. Bad visitation, you can have the best junior church, you can have the best Sunday school, the best discipline. Every single thing I've taught today, you can do it to a T. You have bad visitation, you have two kids tomorrow to do it with. That's just a plain fact. A church, you can have a great preacher, you can have great music, you can have great choir, everything exciting, no soul winning and visitation program, and you have two people to do it to. I mean, it doesn't matter how great you are unless you go get them, okay? So visitation is very important. I'm glad we did it last just because that's what we're getting ready to go do. But truth be told, it's probably the most important thing I've covered all day long. A junior church is only good as its visitation. A Sunday school class is only good as its visitation. Nothing. It's the link that if it's weak, everything else will crumble. And so visitation is very, very important. It'd be better for you to have a terrible junior church and everybody get mad than you not have a good junior church. So, that being said, let's see here. We're supposed to go till 1:30. It's 1:15. We did start a little early. There was one other thing I thought I might be able to give you real quick. But I tell you what, I'm going to pass on them. And I'll give these to you. You can look at them if you want to. One of seven helps on using songs and games. I probably stated most of it. And then this one is games. And how to do it. And I built an acrostic a couple years ago in GAMES, and how to do games appropriately, how to do them right, how to make them exciting, things like that. So, alrighty. And then this is all things that you already have. Well, it's been exciting to be able to talk all day long. I don't think it's been as exciting for you to listen all day long. Now, I've done this often. I come in on church on Saturday. I just dumped a whole boatload on you. I did. I mean, I just backed up the truck and just poured it on top of you. You're not going to be able to implement all these things tomorrow. It's not going to happen. And don't feel discouraged if all the way you can't do them. It may take you months to be able to implement all these things. Okay? So don't get discouraged. And don't get discouraged. Man, he said that was the most important thing, and we don't even do that. Or he said that was crucial, and we don't even do that now. I'm a failure. No, okay, that's not how it works. We have these meetings to try to help get better. Okay, everybody started somewhere. Everybody has to have a start date. We all have a birth date. We all have a death date. And so maybe today, maybe this weekend, count it as your start date. You don't bring a little baby out of the womb and say, all right, here's a steak. You say, hey, here's mama, get you some milk. And it may be a while before they eat a steak. And so today, maybe you say, you know, I may not be able to eat everything that I was taught today, that was put on my plate, that was given to me today. But make it a start date for you. You know, truth be told, you have to make a start date every Sunday for me. Prior, all week, I've got that battle with me, pride, myself. And then I have to fight. And I say, all right, today I'm going to do it. And then it starts over, that battle of flesh, self, flesh, God. And you have to fight that every week. And so this will be a thing. You'll have to start this week, start date. You may have to set a start date again for next week. And you may, after that day, say, you know, I still didn't do that. And you may say, well, I'm going to start, see if I can start that tomorrow. And your kids may have an utter shock if you did every single possible thing. You know, if you got on the bus tomorrow, and I got to be careful, I'm talking to Brother Jones. If I get on the bus tomorrow and I try to lead in 12 songs they've never heard before, that's going to be an utter failure. It's going to be an utter failure. I can't 12 songs they've never heard tomorrow and sing those 12 songs. I can't get on the bus tomorrow and change everything they've ever done. They'll be like, wow, this is crazy. This is weird. I'll kill your bus route tomorrow if I do that. They'll, man, this is weird. So I'm going to go find out what songs they know. I may add a new song here or there. I'll definitely add a song that if it's call and response, they can learn that easily. I may add a song they don't know. But I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable with visitors on their own bus tomorrow. And so I'm going to add a song a week or a game a week or a principle here and a principle there. Now, some things I said about visitation, that can start now. And that's why I'm excited that we're getting ready to go out visiting. Because we can do those things now. There's some things you'll be able to do those things next week. Starting right away, you'll be able to do those things. And there's some things you'll see a great difference. Some things, they didn't work for you. Some things, principles said, they may not work for you. But when I teach, I try to give principles. Not always to tell you what to do. Because if I tell you what to do, it may not work for your church. But if I give you a principle, it may work a different way for you. And so, but anyway, so hopefully, as I've talked all day long, I don't want to discourage you. I just want to be able to give you ideas that slowly you can start doing this a little and doing this a little. And help you be a better bus ministry, a better bus worker, Sunday school teacher, and junior church, okay? And so, just because I dumped the whole truck on you, okay? Let's dig ourselves back up to the top and at least do a good job. We'll do our best going visiting here and do as good as we can, okay? And so, that's why I gave him some of those lessons. You took some notes. You're going to forget those. You may want to read over them a little bit, do one thing here, one thing there. And so, just because I dumped the truck doesn't mean you can quit, okay? Let's dig ourselves out and do what we can do. So, all right, Pastor, I believe.